All right, we're back with our guest, yours and mine, Ms. Darlene Lancer. She's talking with us about self-esteem now. And Darlene, one of the things I wanted to ask you is this. What is self-esteem?
Oh, self-esteem is a self-evaluation. It's not a feeling. It's how we think about ourselves, how we evaluate ourselves. And it can fluctuate. Certainly, if we just got fired or are ill, if we're in debt, it can affect our self-esteem. But people that have healthy self-esteem are more resilient, so they bounce back. They might have, you know, a short period where they feel a little less confident, and they feel less important, but then they bounce back. They're resilient.
I got you. So they don't stay there. They
don't
recover.
Stay there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you learn that resilience in your childhood. Self-esteem is learned.
Hmm. Based on conversations with family members, based on experiences with family members.
Right. And how they treat you. Looks they give you. I mean, judgment can be communicated in many ways. Neglect sends a message, even if they're not talking to you.
Mm, yeah.
Because it tells you, the child, you're not important. Every child needs to feel like their parents respect them as an individual and they want a relationship with them from both parents. So if you have one that's loving and one that's dismissive, the dismissive one is going to hurt your self-esteem. At least you had one, though. Some people have neither.
Yes. Because some people, some children could end up with one parent who, for whatever reason, isn't really connected, even though the parent is there with them in the house, and the other parent is gone, whether they've left the family, whether they've died. And so this child, these children are left with just one parent who doesn't really connect with them on an intimate level. Does that tend to have the same kind of effect on all of the children? Or do you see that in many cases, one child is more affected than the others?
Absolutely, the latter. So it depends on age, it depends on gender, depends on the child's personality. Some children are more highly sensitive or intuitive. They just, their personality, their nature is different. And also the parent may project, let's say a mother may project herself or her own mother or whatever onto a daughter and feel differently about sons. Or the youngest child might get more attention or less attention. Same with a middle child. They get less attention. So it's all dependent on all these things. So if you have, maybe let's say you have a father that was a football player or something, and he has one son that's a natural athlete, and he has another son that is a bookworm, which one do you think he's going to favor? Just naturally, he's going to be proud of his son who's like him.
Yeah.
So he's going to have, the father's going to have a really balanced personality to not fall into that trap and treat them equally and not nag his more introverted son to go be a football player.
Ladies and gentlemen, you probably noticed that as Darlene Lancer is talking with us about self-esteem. She's sharing with us what it is. She's also been sharing with us, if you picked up on this, on how self-esteem can take a hit. We're going to be talking about how self-esteem can take a hit, whether it comes from ourselves or from other people. But we're also going to be focusing probably at a later date. We may give you a little bit of it today, but at a later date for sure, how to build our self-esteem. Stay with us, though. We'll be right back.